The attorney-client privilege protects a communication made between privileged persons in confidence for the purpose of obtaining legal advice. Those are the four elements. The basic idea here is that we believe that good legal advice can only be given if you have all the information, if your client tells you all the facts that are relevant to your giving advice. And we want to encourage clients to be candid with you, because if they're not, you can't give good advice, and they are less likely to be candid if they think that their communications will be disclosed. An important point, I made this point earlier, this concept is under attack, and maybe with good reason. You know, when we're talking about a litigation context, the in our system, it's a concept of full disclosure. You know, we open kimono, everybody gets to see what the communications were at the time so that the jury can issue a decision based upon all the facts, or the judge, or whatever the case may be. Privilege is contrary to that concept of full disclosure. And so when we're talking about keeping information away from the jury, keeping information away from the judge, rightfully, people are going to look at these four elements and make sure that every one of them is satisfied. And if there is some gray area, protection is at risk.
Yeah, and Chris, let me just jump in there, because I think that's a critical point here. And so there's going to be a little bit more interaction here. How many folks in the room are in-house counsel, just by show of hands? Okay, so that's good, because you're the folks that I really want to talk to about this, because what Chris mentioned is that the attorney-client privilege is under attack. And to be very clear, it's under attack for in-house lawyers, because what we're seeing both internationally and domestically is courts are saying you're not lawyers. They're saying you're less than lawyers.